Warren, Tobermore, Irish Cup, they'll be delighted with it, I'm sure. How do you feel about it?
Look, as I said, you know, you've got a beat whoever's in front of you. Yes, they'll be delighted and they'll fancy their chances, but, you know, so have we. We go into every game showing respect to the opposition, but we'll be quietly confident in ourselves and, you know, we'll do our homework on them and make sure the players are well prepared going into this match, because it could be a tricky one.
Brings different challenges too, not only the knockout element, but a club that you're not that familiar with relative to the league teams.
Yeah, it is, you know, and that's why I say it's important that we go and do our homework and make sure that, you know, the players know everything. And listen, I love the Cups, I love the FA Cup when I was involved in England. And it's a special occasion, it's for the fans, and, you know, it's a great day for them. And yes, all the pressure's going to be on us, but, you know, it's managing this club, you get that. And as I say, it's a game that, you know, it will be tricky, but at the end of the day, I've got utmost respect for them, but every confidence in their own ability.
You spoke well about the Count Antrim Shield earlier in the season, about the importance of that there. The Irish Cup is obviously a very, very special tournament to local football. What would it mean to you personally for a run, or even to go on and win it?
No, it's huge, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's probably the second biggest cup competition past the league. And yes, as Jackie said, the league's the one everyone wants their hands on, but, you know, it's great for the junior teams to mix with the big teams. And it would be fantastic to win, you know what I mean? Linfield is identity as winning trophies, and, you know, it's one that I certainly will, and on the par, hopefully bring the wins of the season.
And the league form, very strong. How do you feel about that so far?
Well, we're going well at the moment. You know, we've got a wee bit of momentum, which I think is important, but, you know, it's coming into a busy period for us into Christmas, January. And, you know, we are confident. You know, the players are starting to gel together, and I still think we've got another gear, but, you know, we'll keep our feet in the ground, because there's a long, long way to go. But if we can keep, you know, just that wee bit of momentum and get over these Christmas games, you know, I think we'll be in with a fair chance.
Christmas games, obviously, they come thick and fast this Saturday. Also, the Derby game, of course, to come Boxing Day. Again, different challenges, quick turnarounds.
Yeah, they're great games. I love playing the big games as a player myself, because, you know, they're the ones that I don't think you have to motivate yourself, and that's no disrespect to anyone else. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be a fantastic game Saturday against Portadown. Obviously, we've got the Glen Turn game, but, you know, we like to take one game at a time, and, you know, fingers crossed we can get the 3 points against Portadown, and I'm sure they'll be feeling the same.
Just one more thing I have to ask you. It's slightly offbeat. They want us to do a Happy New Year message, so
right.
Would you just do Happy New Year to Linfield?
Yeah, no problem.
Fans, etc.
Straight down.
Then Happy New Year.
You just start with "I'm Warren Feeney" and "Happy New Year" to all our fans.
Okay, Happy New Year. I'm Warren Feeney, and a Happy New Year to all our fans.
Once more.
I'm Warren Feeney, and a Happy New Year to all our fans.
All right, Drew. Happy.
Okay,
can you start with your name and position with the
club? My name's Michael Burns, and I'm a manager of Newton Football Club from Lima Valley.
Hi, Drew.
Yeah. What do you think, lateral? Then it's a bit of a harsh one for the amateur league clubs. Do they want a winnable tie? Do they want a huge tie? What do you make of it?
As I said earlier on, I've actually been saying to the boys, I want to progress. So the boys, yes, Cloughtonville, they wanted the big one, but I'm quite happy with that draw. We'll go down and give a good account of ourselves. Yes, we're underdogs, but I feel that we've surprised a few teams this year by the way we play, our style of play. So we'll go down there, look forward to it. We'll show them respect because they're a championship team, but we'll go down and give it a good go, so we won.
For the sides outside of the Irish Premiership, Irish Championship, even getting this far is an achievement in itself. It's a special tournament for junior teams once they get even this far.
It is, surely. It's a great buzz around Lima Valley for us. We've been going well. It's, as you say, when you get to the fifth round, everybody is quite happy to get one of the big ones. But again, why not get to the sixth round? And you've got the fifth. So we'll go down there, as I say, we'll show them respect. And we might surprise a few people, to be honest.
Does it bring difficulties keeping the players focused on the bread and butter, if you like, of the league, when they know that there's the like of this just around the corner?
Yes. We've actually, with our cup success, we've actually fell away in our league games. So it is, but it also brings a determination, because you want to be involved. So the players have upped the level. There'll be many playing that game. So, but make no mistake about it, our league is our bread and butter. We obviously want to win the league. And as I say, it's a sign of how well our league is going that Bradwood and ourselves are here today in the fifth round of the Irish Cup. So it's a strong league. So, but as in terms of the cup competition, yes, the boys see that game, but it's another game. We'll prepare the way we do for every game, and as I say, go and give it our best shot.
Nice to mix it though with the different clubs, and not just the bigger level, but somebody different too.
It definitely is. We were banger last Saturday, and it was 2-1 to the 83rd minute, and then the class showed, and they scored 6 in the end up. But we give it a good account ourselves. They were impressed about how we approached the game, the manner in what we tried to play football. Yes, it's great to mix it with different clubs and obviously spread our name around the country that we're, you know, we're trying our best and trying to do things right.
Great stuff. Thank you very much. Cheers.
I'm Rami.
Jude, just in case it's not me putting this together later on or for future references, your name and position with the club.
Jude Winchester, Samuel Field, Cliftonville.
Jude, Irish Cup draw is a pretty special one, and what do you guys make of who you've got?
We got Rangers. Don't know much about them, but I know it doesn't matter who you play in the cup games. Any team can win a cup game, but I'm sure they'll be buzzing to come to play the champions at Solitude. So we're just going to have to treat it like any other game. Like we're playing them through Crusaders, Glentoran. Doesn't matter. I'm going to get the win.
That's the thing. Yourselves in Linfield, for all the clubs, certainly the clubs outside the Irish Premier Division, you were the one probably that most of the smaller clubs wanted. Brings its own pressure.
Yeah, well, teams, that's the team's cup final, so it is coming and playing teams like that. They're just going to be buzzing. That's a draw any team on, even if you look at like England and all the smaller teams, you want the bigger teams to want to go there. Them places to want a chance against the best players in the country. So hopefully, comes the 10th of January, we can just progress and go on in the Irish Cup.
You guys are still going from strength to strength last night as well in the league. What, firstly, if we go to last night, what did you make of it?
Yeah, well, Bangor, they thought they played well. They attacked us. They went for it, but it was just one of them games where we got the last goal and we won. So thankfully, that's us in our second final now, and it's not even Christmas yet. So it's a good season for us so far. Just hopefully we can add another final and then hopefully the league as well.
The competition you've done well in as well, this one from last night, sorry. How do you keep the consistency going? And I mean, it's always said that once you're champions, you're the one that's there to be hit at, if you like. Does it become more difficult to sustain it?
Yeah, it's harder to keep, because every team wants to take it away from you. But I think with the squad, the players we have, the talent in our changing room, that we can just keep retaining it, because there's a fantastic bunch of lads and great team spirit about us. So hopefully we can just keep doing what we do best, and that is winning.
Just the weekend, back to league matters. The games come thick and fast. What are you expecting come Saturday?
Yeah, well, Glentoran always put up a hard chance against us, so it is away. So it'll be a tough game. Looking forward to it. So hopefully we can just get more points on the board and keep playing them in the league.
It's a big period as well. You know, Christmas, Boxing Day, New Year. Brings its own challenges too.
Yeah, this is the busiest time of the season, I think. This is when you need all your players, you need a squad. But the team spirit is, like I said, what we've got, I think. It doesn't matter who comes in or who comes out, the players will come in, will do the job, and hopefully we can just keep winning.
There's one more thing I have to ask you, and it's just a time of the year thing. Can you say for us, we're doing a thing towards the end of the year, I'm whoever I played for, I'm wishing all our fans a happy new year. So could you just say, I'm Jude Winchester, Cliftonville FC, wishing all our fans a happy new year. Just down the camera. Keep this down, yeah.
I'm Jude Winchester, Cliftonville FC, and I just want to wish all our fans a happy Christmas. I'm Jude Winchester, Cliftonville FC, and I just want to wish all our fans a happy new year.
Last time.
I'm Jude Winchester from Cliftonville FC, and I just want to wish all our fans a happy new year.
Okay. Hi, my name is Michael Burns. I'm a manager of Newton Football Club, and I'd like to wish all our fans a happy new year.
What's more, when I said, just keep it in the edge,
okay. Hi, my name's Michael Burns. I'm a manager of Newton Football Club, and I'd like to wish all our fans a Happy New Year.
Yeah.